The Chagos Archipelago, from Paradise Lost to Strategic Stepping Stone. The turquoise waters shimmer, lapping against pristine white sands. Palm trees sway gently in the warm breeze. This idyllic vision of paradise is the Chagos Archipelago, a scattering of 58 islands in the Indian Ocean. For centuries, this remote Eden was home to a unique and vibrant community, the Chagoshans. Their story, however, is not one of simple tropical bliss, but a tale of displacement, betrayal, and a geopolitical struggle that continues to echo today. For generations, the Chagoshans, known as the Ailwa people, lived a life intertwined with the sea and the land. Their culture was shaped by the rhythms of fishing, copper cultivation, and a deep respect for their island home. They were, in essence, islanders, their lives governed by the ocean's bounty and the gentle sway of coconut palms. Their history on these islands stretches back at least to the 18th century, a testament to their enduring connection to this remote corner of the globe. But as the 20th century unfurled, the world's gaze and its strategic interests began to drift towards these seemingly forgotten islands. The United Kingdom, having acquired the territory from France in the early 19th century, began to see the strategic value of the Chagos Archipelago. The Cold War was escalating, and the need for secure military outposts in key oceanic locations became paramount. It was in 1965 that a decision of seismic consequence was made, one that would irrevocably alter the destiny of the Ailwa people. The UK detached the Chagos Archipelago from the colony of Mauritius, which was then on the cusp of independence. This controversial act was undertaken with a specific purpose: to lease the islands, most notably Diego Garcia, to the United States. The stated intention was to establish a joint UK-US military communications facility. The ensuing years witnessed a systematic and brutal campaign of removal. Between 1967 and 1973, the Ailwa people were forcibly evicted from their ancestral homes, under the guise of